all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel today. The four dirty secrets that happen after marriage. Now, come on, if that title didn't get you going, I bet you're sitting on the edge of your seat. What are those four dirty secrets? I thought we always had a lifelong world-class love affair and everything was going to be just fine after you said, I do. Not so much. So, Evangelina Hemphill is here to help us understand this. She has a great book. Here we go. The Four Dirty Secrets of After Happily Ever After. And she has a really interesting background, an industrial engineer turned relationship consultant, a sought-after speaker, author, and marriage expert. Well, all right. I'm sitting here at the edge of my seat, and I want to know right away, Evangelina, for all of us here at Her Radio, what are those four dirty secrets?
Hi, sure, yeah. The four dirty secrets are self-awareness, communication, intimacy, and sex. And in that order.
Wait a minute. Sex didn't come first?
No, it did not. It's last.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's drill down to the very first one. Okay, go for it.
Let's do that. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is just you before you include anyone else into the picture of your life. So knowing who you are, understanding you, being able to communicate that out, but understanding who you are as a person, your likes, your dislikes, what you're willing to tolerate, what you're going to accept, who you want in your space, why you want them in your space, is first. But it's first knowing you as a single person before you're anybody's girlfriend or wife or any other relationship that you have in your life, but first understanding who you are as a person.
And I bet a boatload of people out there aren't doing that. I think a lot of people, especially women, but men too, I suppose, feel that they're not 100% unless they have someone else in their life. You know, the way I look at it is it's 100% and 100% come together instead of 50 and 50. You got to know who you are. You got to come to the table knowing that, right?
Absolutely, because if you come with 50 and 50, you have a whole nother 50% of you just out there somewhere lingering. Not being
okay. Let's go to number two.
Yeah,
let's go to number two now.
Two is communication. Being able to communicate out who you are, taking the guesswork out of your relationship with your spouse. I mean, I don't think it's fair to make your spouse work hard to figure out who you are. No, if you're confident in who you are and know that, you should be able to communicate that out so they are aware, so they can better serve you in that capacity.
All right, so communication is absolutely key here, and communication does not include yelling, screaming, ranting, raving, that type of thing. I mean, how about some mature, calm, loving, supportive conversations? That would really help, I think. we need to be clear about what communication is.
That's the way it should be. I call those, undesirable moments very intense time of fellowship, and they do happen. But it's understanding how are we going to work past this. If it happens, okay, it happened. We're all adults. You got a little heated, a little frustrated. But still, the problem still exists. So how are we going to overcome this challenge to still move forward? The relationship isn't over because you have a dispute or disagreement. How do we overcome this challenge?
Excellent. And what's number three?
Number three is intimacy. And intimacy is not sex, although they work very well together. Intimacy is allowing someone into your personal space, allowing them to be familiar with you, and then you with them. So intimacy has nothing to do with sex at all, but it's allowing someone to share your life with you, understanding your dreams, your goals, having your walls down so they can really know who you are as a person.
Yeah, but, I'm thinking that means trust. And maybe people have trouble with trust.
That does mean trust, and that also means another word that's not commonly talked about is vulnerability. Because when you open up and share who you are, that should have happened before you said, I do. But in the event it did not, you know, being vulnerable, that's kind of the easy part. The hard part is not knowing how your spouse is going to handle the information you've shared, because you're being very vulnerable with your thoughts, your deepest desires, maybe something that no one else knows, and you're sharing that, and that's the scary part, not really knowing how your spouse is going to process that information and what they're going to do with that information. It can be a bit scary.
Well, you know, and I think it's important that spouses out there, have to really say to themselves, all right, if I hear something that's a little funky coming from, you know, my better half here, avoid the shame, blame, guilt thing. Like, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you really just told me that. You really, this is what you're about? Back and forth. I think shame, blame, guilt, and shunning are sometimes things that happen when people really don't know how to process what you've just told them. And so that's why I think a lot of people keep little secrets.
They do keep secrets, which are not good, because they're going to come out. But when you think about your spouse, right, your spouse should have the same qualifications and characteristics of a best friend. A best friend is someone you trust, someone you confide in, someone you love, someone you can't wait to spend time with, all these great things. But how much more should your spouse not be that person? So with a best friend, you don't think twice about sharing your most deepest thoughts or what you dreamed about last night. But there's so many couples that have reservations about doing that with their spouse, because their spouse is not their best friend. And in some cases, they're not even really friends. They are married, but they're not friends. So I definitely encourage couples to talk and communicate and to have that open line so they can develop a high level of intimacy in their relationship.
Well, which leads us to number four, which is?
Yay! Sex. Sex. this is the only secret that men remember when we talk about the four dirty secrets. They're like, isn't that sex?
I know. They're like, la, la, la for the other three. And they're like, whatever. Okay, let's just get right down to it here.
Yes.
So talk sex to me. What about this sex issue?
Sex and relationship is important. I call it the glue to a marriage, sex. I mean, every good marriage should have good sex. And, you know, I have people that come to me and say, hey, you know, I have a sex problem. What's your problem? And once we talk and discuss, they don't have a sex problem at all. Their bodies are more than capable of actually having sex. But there's underlying issues that are not resolved, and then the sex stops, and then we have sex problems. So sex should be fun.
And, you know, it's a mental thing. It's a huge, huge mental thing. I think that, you know, everyone out there has heard this a million times, and that is, you know, the body, you know, may be quite willing, but the mind is all messed up right now. You got body image issues, you know. And also the other thing, too, as you get older, things aren't working quite the way they used to be. A lot of our body parts are heading south. And so it's a little bit more difficult. So when you say have good sex, I mean, that could be defined a lot of different ways. And I think that as you get older and other things are going on in your life, it has to be redefined and reframed, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think when I say good sex, that depends on the couple. It's not a one-size-fits-all, not a cookie cutter. It's tailor-made for each couple, because as you age, as you have different health risks, or
right,
if you have different
right
body sizes,
uh-huh,
your body can be capable of doing what your body can do. So,
and so as you're looking at this whole issue of sex, which is number four of the dirty secrets that happen after marriage, there are a lot of great considerations here. You know, I want everyone out there to read Evangelina Hemphill's new book, The Four Dirty Secrets of After Happily Ever After. And more importantly, get on over to evangelinahemphill.com. That's her website. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.